News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The Green Party leader, Roderick O'Gorman, is with us, and he's with us to talk about the Climate Action Act and it being abandoned in favour of large infrastructure development. And Roderick, I'll ask you about that in a second, but it would be remiss not to get your reaction to that. The Defence Forces being called out and people being warned effectively, move now or we may damage your equipment when we yank it out of the way.
Morning, Anton. Look, that's a significant intervention by the Minister for Justice this morning. My own view is that the impact of these protests on people's lives is disproportionate. And I do think that those organising them should think about what they are doing to people across the country. Everyone has the right to protest, but I don't believe that the huge level of disruption that we've seen to people's lives over the last number of days, I don't believe that level of disruption is justified.
And what about calling out the army to drag trucks out of the way? Because that's what he's saying.
Well, I don't want us to get to that situation. And that's why, again, I call on those people who are organising these protests to consider what they're doing. Absolutely, the energy crisis, it's real for households and for businesses around the country. But I think that the level of disruption we've seen on people's lives, and I'm getting emails in from my own constituents talking about missed medical appointments, not able to cross the city to care for family members. So there is a very real impact on people's lives. And I think it's important that those who are leading these protests consider that and consider the actual, the extent to which they're disrupting people's everyday business.
Now, I'm conscious that the reason that we asked you on was to discuss the Climate Action Act, and this effectively is being superseded by the Critical Infrastructure Bill, which means, in essence, that large and important pieces of infrastructure won't be, as the government sees it, delayed by environmental analysis. In other words, if we're going to build the Adair Bypass, we're just going to build it and not faff around thinking before we do so. Why is that a problem?
Well, first of all, it's not going to shorten the processes at all. And I think that's a key point. But the Climate Action Act that the Green Party brought in 2021, it means that every project undertaken in Ireland, you have to look at its climate impact. And what the Critical Infrastructure Bill is going to do is, if a piece, a plan is designated as critical infrastructure, that climate impact assessment won't take place anymore. So some big projects that definitely will have a climate impact, and I'm thinking adding liquefied natural gas to our energy network or building new data centres that use up lots of electricity, they won't have their climate impact considered when they get planning permission. So the government is basically repealing the Climate Action Act by the back door. And they're trying to dress this up as being about speeding decisions, but it's not going to speed up decisions. It's actually about undermining climate action in our country. And as you know, Dara O'Brien has already given up on achieving our 2030 targets. And this is another example of the government chipping away at the individual policies, the individual laws that were put in place to actually help us reach those targets.
Roderick, thank you very much. Roderick O'Gorman, Green Party leader there. 53106, if you want to get in touch, 087 1400 106 about anything on the show. Although it has to be said, there's only one game in town this morning. This protest isn't just about fuel. It's fueled by the government's desire to help everyone else from around the world. Best boy in class crap and not its own people. Coming up.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.